haters.com.
Moody Bon J. Atmosphere Nation. The opposite of right is left and wrong. Get in perspective. Two sides to things. Go and digest it. This goes beyond the cross on my necklace. Cause now Mission Impossible's on my checklist. Check this. Waging war on who? The predator. Seeking whom to devour. I don't wanna let him score. Big things at once. Slingshot kinda small. But the impact make a grim man hit the floor.
Bumpy Ocarimo, aye.
That's it. How can you ask the toolmaker if you're well equipped? It's like asking the outstanding to take a seat inside. Man, of course I can kill a beat. Ben fly. You're thinking cause I'm born again now, that the boy can't flow the same now. In sight like I'm seeing lights from a plane now. Clouds on my playground.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel it monege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel it monege fino no.
Hello. Mulibandi, today I got bars kwa tikurimandi. To all those who were like Gawe, ine nenzo konda pompi mublaze. Waona anale konveka, game ukutembe nuka nonkala sega. In an Xbox generation aleka, kuimba vina ni gospel yeka yeka. Let me tell you this, I ain't apologetic. The Facebook revolution armchair critics. I wanna make swag family friendly, cause I know a young generation is listening. My growth is what I endorse. School cats call it a free course. Funny how I see better with my eyes closed. Down low, listen to my God and I take notes.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel it monege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel it monege fino no. It's like I got new eyes, like I got new eyes. And to the sky say we are the cool guys, we are the cool guys. I gotta talk about me youth them, an agenda not only for the UN. Osa yambila mutenje when building, wrong fruit so we gotta check the root then, yeah.
From the sky I see no borders, for the Gentile and for the Jew his order. Yeah, graceism is nonsense. Right.
Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke, think to feel it monege fino no. Maganizo pandeke, meditation pandeke, there is liberation pandeke.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Zanzibar Block Talk Radio. It is Saturday, January the 19th. Days are flying. January the 19th, 2019. We welcome to today's show, and we have a great discussion for you. I'm looking at some wonderful investment opportunities out there, and Zambia Block Talk Radio, as you may know, we've been talking about this since the last weeks or days of last year and the beginning of this year. We are celebrating 10 years, so everything we are doing is leading into that. We're looking at the next 10 years of your life, the next 10 years of Zambia Block Talk Radio, the next 10 years of anything or everything out there. I'm your host, Nathan Nkama, from the great city of Dallas in Texas. Good afternoon, Europe. Good afternoon, Africa. Good evening, Russia, Europe, and the Western Pacific world of Australia and also parts of the world. Okay, this morning, we're talking to Joshua Mwanza. He's the financial strategist and he's the CEO and chairman of the Mwanza Financial Group. He's joining us out of I don't know whether it's Boston, Massachusetts, but I know it's in Massachusetts. Joshua, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Doing good. Are you out of Boston? What city are you based in?
Yes, so right now as I'm talking to you, I'm in my car right inside Boston. But I live about half an hour north of Boston.
Half a mile north of Boston. Okay, so it's in the Boston Metroplex area, as they say. And Okay, Greater Boston area. Okay. If somebody asked and said, let's begin by asking this question. What services does Mwanza Financial Group offer? Let's begin from there.
Okay. All right. Well, first, before I even get to that question, let me just give a little bit about myself. Like you introduced, my name is Joshua Mwanza, originally from Chingola.
Okay.
And originally from Chingola. And I've been in Boston for, I think, almost 10 years now. I used to live in New York before that and Maine before I finally settled here. So, and I've been in the financial services industry for about 5 years.
Okay.
And then I started Mwanza Financials Group in 2016. So the services we offer, we are into the insurance and retirement industry. So we help families and companies with life insurance, health insurance, employee benefits, retirement plans. And we also do a lot of college planning for parents with young children who want to plan on how they're going to pay for their kids' college. And if possible, how they can avoid student loans, if you know that is a, it's like a chain you have in your neck for the rest of your life. So those are some of the services that we offer. But one of the things that I'm really passionate about is college planning, because I meet people with so much student loan debt that they almost never get out of it, and they have to take their kids through college as well. And then also do for folks who do not have, let's say, a retirement plan, or maybe they have something at work, but they want to just to supplement on that. We design plans for them on how they can do that.
Okay, excellent. You know, Joshua, one thing is, first of all, as a people, when I say as a people, as Africans, you know, we don't seem to do very well on issues to do with investment, financial planning. And secondly, any time or any conversation or discussion to do with investment, people think stock market, and they are so frightened of the stock market. Help us understand the various investment options out there which are available. What are the various investment options that are available?
Okay. So, like you said, a lot of people know about the stock market. It's one of the vehicles that you can use to do your investment. Okay, which pretty much uses mutual funds as well, the bunch of IRAs in different banks, and even other companies like Fidelity, they have a bunch of them. Other people use real estate. But then one of the things that people overlook as an alternative or supplement to wealth creation is insurance. And a lot of people do not know that it in my view, it probably provides an even safer way of accumulating some wealth and not. Really, when I meet with folks and I start showing them some of the stuff that they can do, especially for our very own who are involved in the so-called Ichilimba, you know, which I call a seed of poverty, because literally nobody has ever become wealthy doing that. Okay. So I'll give you an example. I'm gonna share with the listeners a case I dealt with last year.
Yeah.
So I met this guy. He's a business owner not too far from where I live, and his son is 21 years old, and he just graduated. He's a nurse, so the boy is making really good money. He's single, no responsibility, so he has a lot of extra cash to throw around.
Mm.
So his father, he went to the father. He said, you know, I have this some extra cash. I need to do something with it. And his father directed, well, the only thing that I know that you can do is ichilimba.
Explain what ichilimba is, Joshua, for the sake of Dr. Patrick. Explain ichilimba, Joshua, for the sake of Dr. Patrick and people out there listening who do not understand what ichilimba is.
You're right. So ichilimba is when a group of people come together and they say, well, each and every month or each paycheck, whether on a biweekly or on a weekly basis, they put some money together and give one individual. So if you have, let's say, 10 people in that group,
mm-hmm.
and if you decide every week you're going to put together $100, so if you're 10 of you, $1,000, you give to one individual. And you do the same thing for next week to another individual. And third, mm-hmm. and the third week goes to a different person until it becomes your turn. Okay. And that is so mm-hmm. popular, especially in the greater Boston area. I don't know about down there in Texas, but over here it is one of the biggest things that are around. I was actually talking to one pastor from Kenya who was telling me that, Joshua, the amount of money that changes hands in our church
mm-hmm.
after service is probably more than in a bank.
Mm.
So now when you look at that and the man of God telling you that, and you're like, wow, do these people know what they're missing in terms of what they can do with their money? You know, and when I got into this industry, I used to think, oh, Africans don't have money and stuff like that.
Mm.
Boy, I was wrong. You know, and then I get to find out that the majority of people are into this, and on average, a lot of them are doing about $250 to $300 a week in this Chilimba system.
Wow.
So now let me come back to this young man I dealt with last year. Okay. So I told the father, okay, so you want your son to be doing this on a weekly basis for $400, which comes to $1,600 every month. He's only 21. I said, let's play around with my software and one of the companies I work with. They can do for you with that kind of money. So I rerun the numbers last evening. So this young man is doing about $1,600 a month. Okay. By the time he's, I'm just looking at the illustration right now.
Yeah.
I wish you guys were able to look at it. This is why I like doing webinars or live presentations. So by the time he's 40 years old, with the same amount of money that his father is putting to do in this system that has no interest at all and has no guarantee that he will even get his money if some people within the group decide to bail on him, if he uses one of these programs, by the time he's 40, he has almost $700,000 in his cash value accumulated. Now, how many 40-year-olds do we know within our community with that kind of money?
Mm.
They are not many, if they're any at all. And then I also played around with the scenario. I said, wow, what if this guy continued doing exactly the same thing up to the time he was 65 years old? And then he decides to start taking an annual income from what he's accumulated over the years. It would give him an annual income of $358,000. $785 every single year until he dies. Now, let that sink in for a moment, where you have almost $360,000 every single year until you die. You can travel the world and do anything you want. Now, I mean, most of the folks that I met today, especially those on Social Security, it's not fun living on $1,200 a month. Even if the two of you are getting $1,000 something, they can't manage because everything's just too expensive. Okay. So,
Okay, Joshua dropped, and I think, like he said, he is on the road. Bella, good morning. Morning, Dr. Pat. Hello, that's it.
Kulishani.
We know, Mulishani.
Hello, hello. Sorry, my line dropped. I don't know what happened.
Okay, yeah, your line dropped. It kept cutting. Your line kept cutting as you were talking. So continue with the point you were making.
Okay. Okay. So now this guy is able to draw an income of 358 for the rest of his life. He doesn't have to worry about anything. Now, I'm sure by the time he's 65, he has children and grandchildren.
Grandchildren.
Yes. Okay. And God gives him the grace to go up to the age probably of 65. His family would still walk away with almost $2 million. He would transfer a little bit of whatever is remaining. Okay.
Mm.
Now, this particular one, now remember, he also has, I'm assuming, where he's working, he's probably invested in the 401k or 3B, whatever it is, and he has other things that he has outside. So now this forms a cushion for him to say, whatever happens, you know, he has something that he can fall on.
Mm.
Okay. Now let's take another scenario. Let's take another scenario where he actually doesn't tap into the cash he's accumulated over the years just because maybe he had other investments and he made a lot of money elsewhere and he never saw the need to tap into this cash, okay? Just give me 1 second. I'm just scrolling up my illustration just to give you those numbers. So let's assume that is one of the scenarios that happened.
Mm.
So this guy, and then let's go back to the age 86. I love using age 86 because that is the average people live in the United States, more especially women. I think men are a little bit lower than that. So if he goes, let's up to the age 86. He would have accumulated a total of almost $23 million in his. $24 million, which means he'll be able to pass on almost $50 million to his children and his grandchildren. Now imagine him doing that to his children. Now his children are also going to do that to their children. Talking about breaking the chains of poverty. Okay. Then the other things that he gets along the way. I know you, especially you as clergymen, you deal a lot with events in our communities. Okay. We hear a lot about heart attacks in our communities. We hear a lot about strokes within our communities. Those have become like really big. Cancer is like flu these days. Okay.
Mm.
If any of those things were to happen to him, let's say he became chronically ill at the age of 50, he would be able to draw an income of $30,000 every single month with one of the companies that we work with. If the doctor told him that he is terminally ill at the age of 65, the company would write him a check of $1.5 million. If he became critically ill, that is the heart attack, cancer, and all those things, the company would write him a check of $1 million. Now, remember, he's using the same amount of money he's using for the so-called Chilimba. Now, let's move from this to the Chilimba system. How many of the benefits that I've just talked about can you get from there? Zero.
thinking. Okay, Joshua, right there. Let me throw this question at you right there. Okay. You, these figures that you're throwing at us, somebody is asking a question to say, okay, I want to take up one of these packages or policies that you're talking about. Wow.
Right.
How much am I looking at as my monthly payment? And what is like the limit? What is the assured amount on these? How is that determined by age and, of course, monthly payment?
So everything is determined by age, and of course your health plays a significant role, because these are provided by insurance companies. So
mm-hmm.
everything that you do with an insurance company is going to have to do your health there. Even if you had $1 million to sell, you give them $1 million, if your health is not there, they can't accept you. So that is the baseline. Okay. Now, in terms of what you can do, everybody does it different. I've seen people do $50 a month, they start and they upgrade later. I've seen people with $100, $200. I know the guy who introduced me to this is from Nigeria. He does, for his kids, he has two beautiful girls who I believe they are like 9 years old or something. He does $500 for each one of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For my children, I do almost $250 for each one of them every single month, because I believe in the product. I believe in what it would be able to do for my children, and I believe in providing a safety net as a father. I believe as a father, I have an obligation to my children to be able to provide that safety net. Sometimes people think, why are you spending so much money on the kids, putting that away for them? I said, I don't think I'm even doing enough, because I've seen what it's been able to do and change their lives. And I want to put my kids in a position where no matter what happens, even if they messed up their lives, which I've declared and the decreed will never happen because they're covered by the blood of Jesus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they messed up, I know this will be a safety net for them. Now, remember, these kids will be able to do their own stuff. And my hope and prayer is that they'll be able to transfer this knowledge to my grandkids, to my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it provides you the safety net of what we're dealing with in communities right now. It gives you a cash accumulation that you can draw from at any time in your life. So the reason I did it, especially for my kids, because they're so young, I'll be able to use some of that money to pay for their college. Because I'm determined not to use student loans. I don't have student loans to my name. My wife doesn't have student loans to her name. And I'm determined to make sure that my children do not ever touch student loans. So I had to start them early.
So the earlier, the better, right?
The earlier, the better. I don't know if most of the people on listening, I'm sure some of you guys watch Shark Tank on CNBC.
Yes.
There are many times people have come to that program. They say, well, this is what I've done. I'm seeking so much money. And usually they'll throw a question to them in the line of, well, so you said you haven't had any investors so far. How did you manage to do this? Where did you get the money? If you pay attention, the answer is always either my grandparents or my dad did something, or my mom or my dad did something for me when I was young. That's the money I used. This is exactly
mm-hmm.
what they do. And I want to put my children in a position where they can get to Shark Tank and say, we've done this so far, $2 million to take our company to the next level. So this is how powerful. So it's like I'm killing a lot of birds with one stone.
Mm.
Okay. So if somebody, let's say, doesn't have a 401k, it is a very good plan, program to look at. Or even if you do have something and you want to supplement, a lot of people do that. They supplement their retirement. Because if people are planning on living on Social Security, trust me, it's not
mm-hmm.
fun. I've met
people in my
industry. I met a 76-year-old and a 23-year-old couple. These were Caucasians about 2-3 years ago. Both of them are on Social Security. And the man regretted. He said, you know what, Joshua, I wish I had done a bunch of these things when I was young. they go to Social Security, they make all their payments for the month, they only remain with $50.
Wow.
They say, we have a car, we don't even have money to buy gas. I don't want to be able to live there or my children to be in that position.
That's true. Two more critical questions here. You need to go. You have an appointment. Number one, elephant in the room. The elephant in the room. What should we do as a community to get over this? The GoFundMe that have been going up when we have a funeral, somebody passes in our community. What's the solution to that?
You see, the solution is always have something for yourself. The community coming in is like icing on a cake.
Mm.
Don't let the community be the cake and you be the icing. The community help should just be an icing on the cake. Everybody should have something. I don't care what you do. Just do something, put some plan in place, make sure it protects you in most of this stuff that I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The things we're dealing with. You know, we had a sister in my church. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Cancer is like flu. She had cancer. She was gone within months. And then it was a difficult time. Her husband had to travel from Africa to come here and take over the wife. I can't even imagine how the financial situation was at home. Because the guy wasn't working here. So you want to be in a position where if you find yourself in that situation, this plan can actually help you. Can you draw some money from there? Can you pay your bills? Can you pay your mortgage? Can you pay your rent? Can you put food on the table? So no matter what you do, that has to be baseline. And that's why I do a lot of these educational seminars, because I believe there's a lot of information that needs to be planted within our community. Remember, we're coming from a society where these things were never talked about. I don't ever remember growing up where we talked about finances in the house of the parents. I do not remember. And I remember when my dad died almost 27 years ago, my mom was a full-time housewife. It was not pretty after that, where you don't know where the next meal is going to come from.
Mm.
Okay. So we have to be able to put our families and our children in positions where no matter what happens, they are okay. And no matter what happens, you'll be okay as well. That is financially, when you retire or if you want to do a business later, can do whatever you want. And remember, with these plans, you can draw money anytime. So like for my kids, once they're done with everything, they want to get married, they can get money from there. They want to buy a house, they can get money from there. They want to start a business, they can get money from there. Anything they want to take vacation, they can get money from there. Anything they want to do, they can get money from there.
You see, that's what you just mentioned is the key point, because a lot of people say, why am I taking a policy from which I'll not benefit? Only my relatives or family after I have died. Can you clarify how that works?
Yeah, so I know that is a fear within our community, especially amongst our men. Trust me, when I deal with men within the African community, I know exactly what to expect. I've had guys tell me, man, if I do a policy, man, if I die, then this woman is just going to take all the money and enjoy and all that kind of thing. Okay. This gives you the benefits while you're still living. And, of course, when you pass, it also passes on whatever is left onto your family.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the way I look, it's a policy you don't have to die to use. That is the simplest way I can put it. And it is a very good tool for wealth creation and leaving a legacy for your family. First of all, you do whatever you have to do during your lifetime. You draw money from it. You enjoy yourself. Whatever remains goes to your family. Unlike most of the policies which people have, today, the beneficiary gets the money once it's dead. No, this doesn't work like that. It's a little bit more.
Yeah. And you know that having done this business for a number of years, you know that that's a general concept a lot of people have about insurance policies is like, only my family will benefit after I'm dead. Why am I doing this? I'm glad you are clarifying and explaining that. So
right.
In what situations that can anyone draw this money or make use of this money or touch this money, whichever expression one wants to use?
And for any reason and at any time, as long as you have enough money in accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is call them up. If you need $10,000, if you have $10,000 in there, I need $10,000, no questions asked. They don't tell you why you're using it, why you're withdrawing. It's your money. When you go to Bank of America or whichever bank you use, they don't ask you when you're going there to withdraw your money, do they? No, they don't. So the same thing applies here. If you need to use your money, you need to use your money. It is your money. Whether you're going to start a company or you want to help a relative back home or you have a child who's getting married or you have a child going to college, whatever it is that you want to do, it's your money. You don't have to wait at specific. And I was giving some certain numbers at specific ages. Money can be drawn at any time. Okay.
Mm.
For people who doubt, I just tell them the reason. Especially for the guys who say that the reason I can't do it because of my relatives are going to benefit and stuff like that. I always give them the example of my kids. My daughter is 5 years old. My son is 3 years old. Okay, I never did these policies because I wanted to enjoy the money when they die. Now, I did it for all the other benefits that my children will be able to get from this. And then they will be able to teach this to their own children. And I know how powerful that's going to be in terms of creating generational wealth, transferring from myself to my kids, to my grandkids, and my great-grandkids, and my entire generation.
That's right.
Just look at GoFundMe. When you're looking at GoFundMe for people seeking help in whatever situation, 99% of the people you see are from where? Africa.
That's it.
We're the ones doing the GoFundMes. Look at other cultures. It's very rare to see people from other cultures looking for GoFundMe because somebody has died. They'll do GoFundMe maybe for charity work or GoFundMe for find a homeless person. So that is a snapshot, and this is one tool that people can use for creating their own wealth during their lifetime and also being able to transfer some wealth to your children. It's a very powerful tool. It's been around for years. Okay.
Excellent, Josh. Okay. Somebody's listening and they're like, I need to have a one-on-one conversation with Joshua. How do they get in touch with you?
All right. You can reach me out on 978-590-0330. Or you can find me on Facebook. If they just go to your Facebook, they'll find me on your friends page. Just go to Facebook, find Joshua Mwanza. Actually, there are two Joshua Mwanzas. One is... The old one is mostly people I went to school with. The one which says Joshua Kweshamwanza, which has a logo on it, that is the one you want to click on.
Okay. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, everybody, that was Joshua Mwanza. He's a financial strategist. He's also CEO and chairman of the Mwanza Financial Group. You can get a hold of him to further discuss these issues. It's important. This is very, very important. That's why we brought Joshua here, because it's part of our strategy for the next decade or next 10 years of your life, of this radio show, or whatever you're doing. Joshua can be reached at 978-590-0330, 978-590-0330, or you can find him on Facebook at Joshua K. Mwanza with a logo of his company. And his cover photo is the business card or what has information for his company. Joshua, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you in Dallas in September.
Thank you. I'll definitely be there.
Excellent. Okay. That's our discussion with Joshua here on the financial group. And let's take a break and we shall be coming back to talk about some more stuff on this.
Lord of House, straight out the cafe, 44 drums, let's go.
Surrender to Lord, let it be your master. Kondo muntu ni obanga, unnatural disaster. Cease fire, unless it's a 21 gun salute. No trigger but a button that's written up and give a camera shoot. Good boy vibes at the GBB. Pandeke spende my day. Nika dwala ni dwale OCD. Cause broken hearts ain't tidy.
Black suit, black tie. Can I get the coffin or two? But don't shoot, I can't die. I got many mountains to move. And every time I dream, I see the world loving me. And even though I try, I still see the more judging me. Dava itin chikonko jetin zaka le kaka. Kusimuti funke kukondo mumeka. Komachi no chalo jaso kone zekaka. Kusimba kukonde kusita kusimpa.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio, and we have just been talking to Joshua Mwanza about options of investment out there and the planning for your life, creating a generational wealth, and moving away from all these things that we are afraid of and whatever. Bella, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, you're with my pretty niece there. She's also... I like it when dad is the deceit, you know that?
I hope you have sympathy for me.
No sympathy. You can handle it. You can handle... If you can handle all those big problems in the world at work and to do with the community. Come on, your baby should be the simplest thing to do.
Hello.
Dr. Patrick, good morning. Dr. Pat. Okay, so our strategy here, Roger, good morning. I'm looking at Bawini. She has posted something new on our Facebook page, Dr. Patrick. I think this is what? Minus what? Okay, you Canadians, I think you need grace. All right, she's posted something here that is showing minus something. It's 30-something or 20-something in Dallas, and I feel like it's the end of the world. Right, sir, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nkama.
How are you?
No complaints.
Yeah, you sound strong. I think you took my advice over kabwali and the dry fish. That's the best medicine, Yama. That's the best medicine, not Panadol or anything else. Dr. Patrick. Yama, you heard the... What is it? You heard the Joshua and what he explained and what he said. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, I don't know, because with Africans, you are faced with a lot of challenges. So we have challenges in our community. You know, because there's so many things that are going on, you know. And sometimes it's good to...
You're on track, you're on track. And those are the things we need to talk about. Those are the things we need to talk about. And I'm glad Bella is here. He's a community leader.
Mason.
Yes,
Mason, you're breaking up too much. Yes.
Is this good?
Yeah, it's breaking up quite bad, actually.
Oh, you can't hear me even now?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, okay.
But at first it was just in pieces.
Yes, it's better now. Okay, excellent. I'm glad you pointed that out. I'll come to you, Dr. Pat and Roger. Hey,
Nathan, you went out again. You're breaking up again.
Actually, I have a problem with you, Dr. Pat. I'm not sure if it is your phones. I'm not sure.
Let me just see. How is this? How is this?
That's better.
Well, keep talking. Keep talking. We'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Roger, you may be right, because even when I was talking to Joshua, his line kept going off and on. I hope it's not our system. I hope everything is fine. I was saying that, you said, well, that the point you are raising of us having issues in our community is the very reason we're having this conversation. And it's good we have Bella here, community leader. It's good we have Dr. Patrick, who comes to us in different facets. And that's why we need to talk about these things. So Joshua gave us a breakdown of $50, $100. He's able to do, if you're not able to do $100, you can do $50. Because, you see, we just don't want to critically analyze the things we are doing on analyze in our lives, for which we can forfeit and direct some money, Dr. Patrick, towards investing in our lives and in our children or grandchildren's lives. And, you know, so I don't know. Continue speaking, like, say, well, I want to hear what are some of those problems that our community faces.
You know, just like you have mentioned about putting $100 aside, you can put $100 aside. Soon you'll be faced with a problem, and then that $100 is gone, you know, and you are going back to square one. And there's so many families that are faced with that kind of dilemma, where they so excited about investing, but after they start, something comes up, and they have to use that $100, and even life insurance, you know. There's so many people have bought life insurances, but ended up discontinuing because of to have a bill, you know, or they have to go somewhere, or they have to.
Yeah, I think you sound, I don't know whether it's me, that you sound like you're going far away from your phone, something like that.
How's that?
Okay, that's much better.
I think has given us a very good outline to go with, maybe to start our discussion, which we can all throw in and continue. We have talked about this issue. 10 years is not important. It's not some cheap change. Ten years we've covered a lot of ground. We pushed even a program where we wanted to invite everyone. Let's be part of something where we can be saving to my 20, to my what?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and a few people like you have got Wamwansa, Musabwe.
Yeah.
He was confessing to me the other day, I started this and this. The same problem, gentlemen, and those who listen to us, ladies and gentlemen, you see ourselves struggle as individuals to save. And once you've saved a little bit, you rush to eat and spend it. This is now what happens when we go into leadership. It's the same attitude, the same what we feel today. It's the same way you see
the Lungus of this world behave. It's the same attitude. It doesn't beat there. People, like what Sabwe is saying, you can save a little bit and then the problem comes. People who save, from my understanding, especially when you start, once you start, even 20, that's just to give you motivation. 20, 40, you're not going to touch that money. That's for sure. The problem most of us have is starting to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy the gentleman who was on radio touched it, although I came late, I didn't hear it. The Bible encourages us about leaving
an inheritance.
Inheritance to our children.
Yeah. And by the way, Roger, he says he's coming to the anniversary, to the 10th anniversary. He says this needs to be talked about.
So what we are talking about here, as individuals, this is the problem we have now, even at the national level. We are telling people who probably have never saved before to save for things which are not even there. Imagine, Roger Charlie, you failed to save on your own. Now you are president. Now save for the country. Do you think it's even going to work? So
like we are saying,
these things we have talked about this. Now this young man has just come back today. He needs to explain. He also just disappeared, you know?
Oh, Kelvin.
He just disappeared just like that. Look at him.
Roger. Good morning. Happy New Year, Zambia Blog Talk Radio family. How are you? I missed you. He went for national duties. You know, there's a, what do you call it, reconciliation summit, I don't know, call going on. So the coding to go ahead. Surprisingly, I was in the beautiful motherland, and I would love to share stuff I saw, opportunities. It's great out there. I was in Zambia for close to a full month.
Wow.
Yes.
You have a lot to talk about, especially in the next segment.
In the next segment, you bring those stories. You know that.
Yeah, you need to bring
the
stories.
You owe the platform a lot.
Absolutely.
For disappearing without any trace, that would take another 15 minutes to find out that.
Kelvin.
Yes, sir.
I know you heard Joshua speak about this issue of insurance, financial investment. I don't know from which angle you want to come in from, and the issue that Batsebe Roger you found here talking about. You have two kids yourself. Take it up from there.
Yes. So, I mean, it's always a great subject, right? Every person in their heart of hearts would love to, you know, save up, first of all, for that rainy day. They would love to have, you know, insurance to cover funeral expenses, to cover, you know, the kids when, you know, you pass away and things like that. I mean, I'm speaking from experience. I lost my wife last year, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
yeah.
I experienced the importance of, you know, insurance. You see that? Albeit it wasn't as much as, you know, we would have loved it to be. But it's a very important subject. Now, I think the biggest problem is not that Zambians don't want to save. Zambians don't want to purchase insurance. I think the biggest problem to me is that you guys know this. There's no security of tenure of jobs in this country. There's a high turnover. In the last 10 years, how many jobs have you worked? You see that?
Yeah.
And what happens is you would start a job, get your insurance going, get your retirement going, right? As soon as you lose that job, you can't make insurance for premium payments, you lose your insurance. So that becomes a very frustrating thing for a lot of people. You see that? In terms of investments, yes. I used to be a stockbroker, and I pulled together this community in Indiana. I said, guys, you know, this association we have, there are so many ways that we can raise money for it, right? One would be we commit to just $10, $15 a week or $15 a month per person, right? Out of 100 people,
you know, we have 1,500 and we're investing that on the stock market. We're a non-profit organization, right? We're a non-profit organization. That money will not be taxed. You see that? The biggest problem, again, is trustworthiness among ourselves. You see that?
Yeah.
And especially when people don't really understand the dynamics of how the money will be secured. Who's going to control the account? How are they going to, you know, be accountable to the group members? You see that? So I think once we get over the issue of, you know, trustworthiness, we'll be able to, you know, garner ourselves into groups and start investing. At a personal level, you can definitely invest. You don't need to start with $100. I'll give you an example. There was a time I took a call from a client who had had a baby, 2 days old, okay?
Mm.
And they said, hey, we want to open an account for our baby girl. She was born 2 days ago. Okay, great. That is awesome. You know, we have different options. You can fund it, you know, big, or you can go small. The guy was like, no. I just want to do $25 every 2 weeks. You see that? Now, that's $50 a month. Let's just take out capital gains, right? That's just $50 a month, right? You're looking at what? Over $2,500 a year, possibly, right? Or $2,000 a year times 20 years, right? That's a good $40,000 for the child at 20 to hand over. Start your life. You're 20, 21, you've left college. Here's $40,000, $50,000, which you and I never had when, you know, when my father died, we inherited debt. You see that? So the issue is not to start with $2,000 as an investment. No. Cut off $25 from your paycheck. Because that $25, when it hits your account, guess what? You have bills, you have other luxuries, you know, to attend to. So if you're not seeing that money, if directly from your paycheck, it's going into, say, a retirement account, an IRA, you see that? Or it's going into, you know, an investment account, such as a brokerage account, you know, you won't have need to say, hey, you know what? Let me just spend this $25. And over time, you build up discipline to invest. It's hard.
Yeah.
Nothing is easy. Yeah, nothing is easy because you might just need every penny you make from your paycheck. You see that? There's people making $400-$500 a week. Their expenses a week are $700. So how do they cover for, you know, the shortfall? You see that? But it's a good topic, and I think one thing that these guys that come on radio to talk about such things, one thing they need to project is positivity, right? Let's just focus on you don't do this, you don't do that, or it's a cultural issue, whatever. No, change that perception, right? By the message you communicate to the people, give the advantages. You see that, and I think a lot of people are willing to jump on board. That would be my take on it.
Excellent.
We also, Kelvin, you
Roger,
want to know,
I just wanted to say this,
that,
Roger, before you continue that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that we already have a financial panel here at our 10th anniversary. Joshua, Kelvin, Ntei, Dr. Monsanje, they will handle this subject at our anniversary.
Okay, great. So, this guy is Ethiopia. New prime minister, he started, I think it was in April last year. Vantimpa just sent me last night. They've raised $1.5 million.
I got that as well.
The funds they started. And here we are. Kelvin has made a simple proposal. To my tenifie, you know. Bam, 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 bam. Okay, the stock market of late has been scary. It has been very, very scary. So we can still
we can take this thing by the horns. Like I said, we have leaders here, Clotilda, Bella, and everybody. Like I said, we have a panel here for our at our anniversary business meeting. We have a panel. I've said it. Joshua, who just got off here, all of us know Terry, he sings insurance all the time. We have Dr. Munsange here, who has been keeping beating this drum about insurance. We have a panel here. They're going to walk us through these things and how, Roger, like you keep saying, when we go to that meeting in September in Dallas, when you guys come to Dallas, we are not going to just have any other business meeting. This thing can also be, I know our leaders, Clotilde and team, and everybody, Venamasheke and all the guys, in May when we go to Atlanta, we are not going to stop talking about this. We are not. He gave an example. He gave an example, and this is something interesting, that the people, when our other cultures or other communities do a GoFundMe, it's for charitable purposes, not to fundraise for a funeral. Isn't that an interesting observation? You know, we come on, we can do this. We're not trying to sound negative here, or this excuse we like giving of not being Ubuntu. Ubuntu, we can do that. You know, like yesterday I was having a discussion with somebody, Roger, and everybody, Dr. Patrick. You know my position about us bowing our heads in prayer. You know what we do in our culture or in our community in Zambia? In Zambia, we don't want to face issues or things. Now you are making me go a route I didn't want to go here. We want to pray all the time when we just need to act on things. I asked a question. This is something I hope, Roger, you allow me to do on open forum. I sent a question to 10 people I trust and value their opinion. Can somebody explain to me what this reconciliation of political parties is about? I don't see what this is about. Okay, we'll talk about that later. So we can do this, and, you know, we can do this. Let me just go down here to, okay, if Dr. Munsange needs 5 minutes to talk about this. We don't have 5 minutes. We'll let him talk in the next segment. So, Yama, let's say, after we have said this, we have a minute here before we transition to open forum. So based on what you said, let's say, Kelvin, as I'm almost calling Kelvin Joshua because he's been away for too long. That's what happens when you disappear.
Right.
Okay, we'll hear the stories from Kelvin in the next segment. That's in 30 seconds. So what should we be doing, that's the way? I mean, the challenge is real. The challenge is real.
Yes,
I know mute keeps.
Just like you've been doing, inviting people to come and talk to us and to come and educate us, and we'll always have those people who will be, you know.
Okay, Yama, let's continue in the next segment. Let's continue in the next segment. Everybody, call back in. Let's go to.
The runway, and I was so afraid of heights, had no control over my life. I only know you on a Sunday, and then you opened up my eyes for me to see all of the lies. Hallelujah, kwa kileke.